Welcome. You're at home with Jim and Joy, and a blessed Thanksgiving to you. You are an important part of our EWTN family, and we certainly would love to hear from you, so send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And remember, you can always listen to this show as a podcast. Go out to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcasts, or wherever you happen to listen to your podcast. Now today, we are welcoming back Kay Trottles to our show. Kay is the executive director of Mary's Shelter, and it has been in, and she has been involved in a nonprofit fundraising and management for the pro-life cause since her last real job with the Committee to End Tax-Funded Abortion in the state of Michigan in 1988. Kay was the development director for Mary's Shelter from 2006 to 2008, and then after she raised all her babies, she returned as the director in 2016. And they are blessed to have Kay. Today she's joining us to speak about Mary's Shelter and how she's providing a safe home for women to deliver and raise their children. Go out to their great website, MarysShelterGulfCoast.org. And we would also like to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Amen. And all of your loved ones. And we'll be having some of our children over today, and we'll be having a beautiful family gathering.
I think we have some quotes here from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. As in the prayer of petition, every event and need can become an offering of thanksgiving. The letters of St. Paul often begin and end with thanksgiving, and the Lord Jesus is always present in it. Quote, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, unquote. Quote, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, unquote. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks to Jesus Christ, His Son, our King and our Lord. Very special Thanksgiving show today, speaking about Mary's Shelter. Can you imagine being homeless and pregnant? Maybe another child. Where do I go? What do I do? Where is a place for me? And Mary's Shelter takes in women in this condition, and they come, and they go into that haven of hope and shelter there. 10, I think it's like 10 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, taking moms in that condition, and their children come. And you can extend it through 39 months to be there as you live in the village, go from the shelter to the village, and then you can purchase your own home. They help you to do that as well. What a great Thanksgiving reality. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Kay Trottles, and she is the executive director of Mary's Shelter. Go out to the website, MarysShelterGulfCoast.org, and we certainly have so much to be thankful for. Mm. We're thankful for this beautiful network, EWTN. Mm. We're thankful for you, all of our donors who make this succeed and happen, and we want also are thankful that Kay is doing a great work at this beautiful ministry, Mary's Shelter. That, and so today we wanted to bring this to you, and so that you can be a part of blessing this beautiful ministry, Mary's Shelter. Go out to the website, MarysShelterGulfCoast.org.
Yes. I want to say, I keep thinking, you and Mary's Shelter, this 39 months that you give to people if they want to go through all of it, makes me happy to be a Catholic and to be a Christian, you know? Because so many of us can't do what you're doing, and you're not expecting us to do it. Maybe you'd like us to support it, but I'm saying, you know, if I could, I'm not called to this, but you answer the false saying, you know, like, well, Jim, you enjoy doing a pregnancy medical center, and all you're concerned about is the baby, which we are very concerned about, the baby's going to live or die. But after that, you don't care. And you know what? We can only do so much. You know, like, we can't do a maternity home and do what we're doing, the emergency situation. And so you make that out to be a lie. There are Catholics, there are Christians totally dedicated to following up. And that's why we send women like this who are on the street, who are pregnant, may have another child. Where do I go? What do I do? Who cares? Do Christians really care? Mary Shelter cares.
We care.
We do care. And that's one of the things that we discuss often in board meetings is that, you know, so often people on the other side have said, oh, those pro-lifers, they just want to get the baby born. Mm-hmm. Well, no, we want to change lives. Mm. We want to make how do you make a baby's life better? Mm-hmm. Through their mom.
Right. Yeah.
By making their mother's life better. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That is just so fundamental to us.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a maternity home, but it's more than that.
Right.
It's a whole program.
Right.
It's a 15-month program. It's not someplace to come have your baby and, okay, well, bye, here's some diapers and, you know, a car seat, have a nice life.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's life-changing. It's generationally life-changing.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. And, you know, when I first got into this business, I really had the thought that women who were living a certain sort of life, let's say our demographic, those that are disenfranchised, are impoverished, are you know, perhaps on drugs, that sort of thing, that those women were getting pregnant, that homeless women were getting pregnant. And that is just not the reality.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is the pregnancy is what's causing the homelessness.
Wow.
Because whomever they're living with, whether it be the father of the baby, sometimes their own parents, usually a toxic relationship, whomever they're living with, once they get pregnant, it's get rid of it or get out. I can't tell you the number of times I hear that.
That is true.
So these women are the most courageous women imaginable. They are plunging themselves into homelessness to save the life of their baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's courage. That's real raw courage. Mm. So, you know, I admire them. I admire each and every one of them for seeking out a program like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you admire them, and you love them, and you love a lot of them. Again, just say a word about the home for those who didn't hear, you know, the first show, the size of it and what you got. Shelter.
Right. We have 10 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, and we accept everyone. We accept anyone who is pregnant, period.
Yeah.
Regardless of their other life situations, including geography. We have residents from literally all over the United States. As a matter of fact, we have just recently started really looking at some statistics, and even though we're located in South Alabama, we get, and Joy can attest to this, we get quite a few from Birmingham. Of course, we get them from Mobile and Pensacola, because we're close to both those cities. But we get an unbelievable number. 10 to 20% of our residents come from the state of Georgia.
Mm.
And for each young lady that comes from Georgia, there are at least one or two more who need to come, want to come, and are unable to because they have a legal situation that is keeping them in Georgia.
Right.
They have children, custodial issues that keep them in Georgia. So we are, since they can't come to us, we're going to go to them. Mm-hmm. And we are looking at opening a home in Georgia.
Something similar to what you have in Alabama.
Yes.
A large facility, like a 10-bedroom kind of thing?
Yes, 10, 12-bedroom facility. I suspect we'll probably have more residents.
Yeah.
Atlanta being such a mm-hmm. massive city.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're looking for a facility that would hold that many residents. And you know, it's difficult. Those are, it could be a former nursing home, former hospital.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of different possibilities.
Okay, so Georgia, if you're hearing this and you've got something like that.
If you have something you want to donate, just give us a call. Mm-hmm. Right. We would be more than happy to take that building off your hands.
Yeah. I was homeless and you welcomed me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you're doing.
That's something that the president of our board, Father David Carucci, who's the pastor of Our Lady of the Gulf in Gulf Shores, Alabama, one of the things he pointed out to me a few months ago was that Mary Shelter actually does all of the corporal works of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And, in my mind, I'm going through them, and I'm like, yeah. And I said, well, I don't know about, and all of a sudden I stopped. Because I was thinking, I don't know about Bury the Dead. Mm-hmm. We do. We have a whole plot at our cemetery, our Catholic cemetery, for any stillborn babies or any miscarried babies. Mm-hmm. And we
because that happens. Girls could come to you in 1 in 4 pregnancies.
Correct.
And in a spontaneous miscarriage.
Okay. Correct.
Well, I think we have a testimony. Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so this is Kat who's going to give her testimonial of what Mary's shelter and village means to her. It's fantastic. So let's go to that.
Hello. My name is Kat. I've been at Mary's shelter for almost a year. December 10th will be a year. I've excelled in the program. And when my 15 months is up, me and my girls get to move into this beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath house that is in Mary's Village. It is the transition part of the shelter. Once you graduate from the shelter, you get to stay in their 3-bedroom, 2-bath house until you move on to buy your own home. You have no idea how much this means to me and my girls. I have worked so hard. I was very determined when I got here to make sure that I did what I needed to do to get to this final point. But I'm not done yet. There's one more step. Once I get out of here, me and my babies get to pick our forever home. And you have no idea how much that means to us.
Excellent. So tell us about Kat. Now, Joel said the children went over and they ran through the house. They were so excited choosing their bedrooms.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She has a little 7-year-old who was over there with her. And, of course, at Mary's shelter, we're in a group living situation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's difficult on school-age children because they can't have friends over, And the first thing she said, she looked at our program director and she said, "Miss Jen, will you come to my first sleepover?"
That's great.
I mean, it was just beautiful. Yes. And I guess that's what I mean. You know, we talked a little bit in the last episode about we become their family.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And they become ours.
Yes.
And they come back for holidays. They'll be back on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. Some of them, we treat we call them our Exodus moms, our moms that mm-hmm. have finished the program and live independently. And they'll come back on Christmas morning, and we always make sure there are mm-hmm. gifts. We, mm-hmm. you know, we make sure there's gifts mm-hmm. for their children mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And it's not... It's not a bond that lasts 15 months or even 39 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bond that lasts a lifetime.
Yeah.
And they bond with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They become like sisters, and they fight like sisters as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so Kat, just for our family, so she's been a part of Mary's shelter, the Haven there, for 15 months. Right? 15 months?
Well, it'll be 15 months.
Okay, almost 15 months.
It's almost a year right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she has 2 children.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been a part of that community. I mean, that's a long time. And her hope is now you're developing the village with other homes outside of the big house.
Correct.
The main. Okay.
And it's not...
What does that look like, that house, the new house, the village?
How big is that? We have 3 homes. Well, right now we have 1 that's almost completed. That will be Kat's home. We are breaking ground on the 2nd one. Mm. We are hoping to have the funding shortly to break ground on the 3rd home.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it used to be that a woman could transition to independent living.
Mm-hmm.
They're all working full-time when they graduate Mary's shelter. But, you know, let's face it, the cost of living has just skyrocketed. Housing is astronomical mm-hmm. all over the country.
Yeah.
So it's no longer feasible to rent It's $1,800, $1,900 a month. So we're building these homes that are actually in a residential area in the town of Alberta. And they'll move in, Kat will move in, she'll pay $900 a month. $700 of that will be escrowed.
Right.
And then at the end of 2 years, she will have enough money for a good, healthy down payment. Mm-hmm. And we're working with bankers who have agreed to work with our moms to get them into their own, as Kat calls it, forever home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is so perfect, because then her children, they'll, for being where she is now at Mary's Shelter, there's stability. There's, you're empowering her, right, with all the life skills that she needs, so that when she does transition out, she'll be able to thrive and not, you know, succumb to everything in the world. It's like, I can't make it. And then you fail again.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, our desire is that you succeed.
She has the tools. We provide them the tools.
Yes,
no one can build without tools. You know, I couldn't, you couldn't. You know, I think about my having five children. I also had a loving husband and a mother at my side.
Right, right.
You know, everyone needs family. Mm-hmm. So that's what we provide to them. And, you know, Kat will transition into this home. You would be amazed the number of women who I've had residents say to me, well, what do you mean own a home?
Right.
No one owns a home. I said, well, of course people own homes. Well, no, no one owns a home. Well, who do you think owns homes? Well, the government, and they rent them out. Or big corporations, and they rent them out. In their world, no one that they know owns their own home. So it's inconceivable to them. And we all know, if you own your own home, the chance of ever being homeless is slim to none.
Well, so many important elements that many of us would like to see, because it's transformational, as you're saying, with the person, community, family, seeing it, never saw that before. Everybody works here.
Right.
We want you to work 40 hours.
40 hours.
So you learn work,
that
work ethic that's there. And then if you want to go through the whole program, it might be 39 months for you to go from homelessness to owning a home. And when you're giving them so many tools, but also they're earning their money.
Right.
And so you have that sense of, I really am buying this home.
Right.
You gave me opportunity. Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
And we accept donated vehicles from people that are running in good shape.
Right.
You know, I mean, because what we do is we turn around and we sell them to our residents after they've been there a year, right before they graduate, after before that 15 months, and they buy the vehicles for pennies on a dollar. And I've had donors say to me, well, that doesn't seem fair. You're getting it for free, but yet you're selling it to them. Well, yes, we are, because we all know what happens. If something is free, it has no value.
And nobody appreciates anything. And they have to invest in it.
And I mean, you can, you know, here it is Thanksgiving Day, and listening to Kat, you can hear and feel the gratitude that she has. And that's why we do what we do.
And she says, you know, well, she has a family. And she, you know, she didn't have a place to be. I can imagine those kids would testify as well. But she said, I'm going all the way, and I'm going to get my own home, and this is what I'm going to do. And I'm committed to this. And you're giving them all the tools and the possibilities to do it, all the connections. And at the end of it all, they have a sense that, yeah, I'm grateful for all of this, but also I sewed into this with my work.
And so
it's great. We're going to take a break at this point. I want your best stuff when we come back.
Okay,
because
you
only have a few minutes.
Okay?
Oh, so it's Mary's Shelter, Gulf Coast, MarysShelterGulfCoast.org. Go to the website, see the other testimonies that are there. It's just absolutely incredible. See the various ways that you can support a work like this on this Thanksgiving Day and change somebody's life, a whole family's life, transformational, who are going to be great contributors to the church and to society at large. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our profound conversation with Kay Traddles, who directs Mary's Shelter. Mary's Village now has developed. So we just toss it over to you. Anything you'd want to share in the last few minutes that we have?
Well, I just want to reach out to people. You know, we're not all in a position to be able to be in a ministry like this, to be able to minister to women like this, to be able to do all of the corporal works of mercy. It's just not feasible. It's not possible. But we can't do it without help.
Right.
We don't get any government support. We don't want, quite frankly, mm-hmm. don't want government money. So everything we do through the grace of God and through donations. We're located in the Archbishop, but in the Archdiocese of Mobile,
yeah.
or with Archbishop Rivetuso, who is a great supporter of ours. But we are your local maternity home. Because we take all pregnant women, we take them from all over the country, especially from the cities. So please help us. Help us to help these women who truly are on the periphery, who are the forgotten, the mm-hmm. abandoned,
yep. mm-hmm.
the cast away. It's the most beautiful, beautiful thing. And I always say, I get more from them mm-hmm. than I could ever give to
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah.
Because they're very courageous.
Yes, yeah. they are.
They are.
They have chosen, truly chosen life for their child.
Mm-hmm. And many of them wind up on the street because of it. Some
right.
of them have children already.
Right.
So you're welcoming the mother, you're welcoming the children for
absolutely.
39 months if they want to go through the whole
yeah.
whole deal. And it's just really profound. It really is the work of Jesus Christ that you're doing, and you're really welcoming Christ
and
changing, these women.
Changing their lives, mm-hmm. but generations
yes.
to come.
Mm-hmm.
It took generations to get this way.
Mm-hmm.
We want to change it for generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the EW10 family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is a great cause of Thanksgiving. Please go to Mary's Shelter Gulf Coast, GULFCOAST.org. Learn more. See how you can sow into this ministry. Have you ever heard anything like this? Pregnant moms, you know, out on the streets, maybe with other kids. Where do they go? Who do they call? What do they do? And they say, we'll take you. Please come. We'll get you here. We'll come and get you. So it's Mary's Shelter. Please go to the website, learn more, and sow into this ministry. You won't regret it. God bless you and all of your loved ones this Thanksgiving. In the midst of your own joys and sorrows, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to His holy name. Give thanks to God the Father, because He's given us Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. You're an important part of the EW10 family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.